Tom. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 11 minutes after 5. And we got a lot of things happening today that we're going to be talking about. Thank you for letting us be part of your day. One of the big things that's happening today is the governor will be in Milwaukee to christen or for the big ceremony for the USS Milwaukee.
In Marinette.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Where they build the ships, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one of his four stops around the state. He's going to be in Stevens Point and Rhinelander, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea that we have a battleship named after us, the USS Milwaukee. What do they do, though?
There's a USS Wisconsin, I think.
Do they fire cheese curds at the enemy?
No. Doubtful.
Instead of death
charges. We'll kill them with high cholesterol. Yeah. Yes, we will.
You know, instead of death charges, they drop big old kegs of beer down on the enemy enemy submarines?
Don't think so.
Huh?
No, I'm sorry.
The mascot, the badger, is right there painted on the bow of the ship.
That may be.
That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Anyway, here's what I was thinking. What do they do, or what should they do? I've got an idea for the government making money. What should they do with the battleships and other warships that get decommissioned?
You think somebody would want to sell them? And
yes.
Well, I think some of the stuff doesn't get sold for scrap?
Well, yeah, they cut them up, and there's a lot of jobs in shipyards and so forth of guys taking big battleships and turning them into, you know, 6x6 square sheets of steel.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, couldn't we make more money if we were to sell them to, you know, the world's billionaires as, unique yachts?
Well, sometimes we sell them to smaller countries. Yeah. You know, the Navy of Uruguay has our ships from World War II, probably, yeah. Right?
Well, these are about to have so much rust. You know, and that's not a bad idea either. But see, I think if we sell equipment to other nations, like remember when we had the deal for, what was it, F-16s that we sold to Egypt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All of the airplanes should have a secret thing.
That we can turn them off so they're
yes.
unusable if those countries
Precisely.
Ever decide to fight a war with us?
Yes, exactly.
That's not a bad idea.
Should have a remote control kill switch.
Right.
And so you go into combat and it's like, all right, we're coming in, Fox 2, and then you just hit the button and all the engines shut off in the airplane, and the thing drops out of the sky. That would be perfect. You know, because the pilot would be like, okay, I'm coming in. Oh, my God. What? Hey, everything just shut off. What the heck? But now we'd allow the eject to still work.
Okay.
You know,
well, that's
humane.
Yes, thank you.
Because as the plane is dropping out of the sky, I go, oh, crap. The ejection did not work. Anyway, so
now
I
you were talking about raising money.
And so,
we talked in the past about selling advertising on some of our national monuments. You know, what about selling advertising on the sides of our ships? You know, have the aircraft carriers brought to you by Coca-Cola or Budweiser or whatever the case may be.
Aren't they already?
Well, I understand, but, you know.
I don't know about that. And it's not the camo.
Would you put the red circles of Target
right on the deck of
right
an aircraft?
Right on the deck of an aircraft?
No.
Okay.
That
one probably wouldn't work. No.
No, that's not
a good idea. All right.
And while you guys are clowning around, I have researched the USS Wisconsin.
And?
That's the battleship. That's not the new ship, though,
right? There are many people who probably know this. Yes, the USS Wisconsin was a kick-ass battleship during World War II.
Okay.
And has since been decommissioned and is now a museum ship in Virginia. That people can tour and see.
All right, now that's a good idea. But what about aircraft carriers? Okay? Aircraft carriers would make an awesome private yacht.
That's a little big. Even for the richest Sultan of Brunei,
a
little
man.
Big.
Someone said an aircraft carrier, I believe, gets 2 feet to the gallon.
And I guess we wouldn't want to exactly sell a nuclear reactor to a private individual.
Now, in New York, I've toured the USS Intrepid. That's an aircraft carrier that's permanently docked there. It's a military museum in New York Harbor.
And they've got other aircraft on the deck that you can see, right?
And you go there, the first thing they say is, well, this is a very small aircraft carrier by today's standards. It's like the largest floating thing that you or I have ever been on. Well,
takes you 2 days from one, walk
small
one,
today.
From one end to the other,
So I don't know. I'm just thinking. They have where you can purchase former missile silo sites and turn them into really cool underground houses. You've seen those, right?
Yeah. Why would you want to do that, though?
I would love it.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
To live in an old missile silo?
Absolutely. You could turn it into such a cool living space.
It would be cool for about a week, maybe two.
Do you sleep easily knowing that some outdated Russian computer program that hasn't been updated, is like, that your house really is ground zero because no one's ever changed it, that your site's been decommissioned?
Okay, that's a good point. That is kind of a good point. You go, now why are we firing on this place? This is the... Now go ahead, launch it. Okay, now we still... Or the other thing would be, is, you know, you hit the remote to swing open the giant steel door so that you can get out in the morning. And I could just hear, you know, my wife going, honey, the giant steel door's not working.
Yeah.
I'm late for work.
Where's the dog?
Yeah.
Crushed behind it.
Anyway, there it is. I just think we could, just like we sell missile silos, I think we could sell some of the battleships and make money out of it. I don't know. Just an idea. WSAU. More ideas like that coming your way soon.
It's really starting to look like Hillary Clinton's going to run. The digital team behind both of President Obama's campaigns is already preparing for a Hillary Clinton run. Already preparing for it, yeah. Yeah, and... Yeah, they're starting early because they've got to delete 10 years of Bill Clinton's browser history. delete. Oh! Save.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text news to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.